In this problem, the 3s state of neon is 16.6 electron volts above the ground state, so this is going to be an excited state. In A, we want to estimate the relative populations of the ground state and this 3s excited state at a temperature of 293 Kelvin. That's about room temperature. In the B part, we repeat this for 200 degrees Kelvin, and in C, repeat it for 500 Kelvin. And in D, what are the implications do you have for an operation of helium neon laser at various temperatures? So this is really a relative population question about the operation of a helium neon laser because it uses this excited state at 16.6 electron volts. So we have neon in an excited state, and it's going to be a 3s state at 16.6 electron volts. And in A, we want to estimate the relative population of the ground state and the 3s state at 293 Kelvin. Okay, well, if you remember from the last chapter, we want to use the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics to do that. The number of states, the distribution of states, and let's go ahead and use X for the excited state and take the ratio then to the ground state. And I'll use, this is going to be the 16.6 electron volt state, and this is going to be the ground state that we're talking about here. So we want to take the ratio. So this is going to be the density of states, g of x over g of 0 times the Maxwell-Boltzmann factor at the two energies. Okay, so the density of states for the ground state, it is an n equal 2, 2s2, 2p6. We're going to have 8 possibilities for the electron to be in. So g is equal to 8. For the excited state, which is the 3s state, n is equal to, well, it's not, it's a 3s state. And in this 3s state, we only really have 2 possibilities for the electron to be in. So g is going to equal to 2. Okay, so now we can go ahead and start calculating n of x over n of 0 is equal to 2 over 8 times, now let's get the Maxwell-Boltzmann distribution. We can forget the leading terms. It's only going to depend on the energy. Minus beta e sub x, that excitation energy, divided by minus beta e sub 0. And we can rewrite this now as 1/4 times the exponential of, let's see, let's have, we want to get, bring the beta out here, minus beta times e sub x minus e sub 0. That'd be an easy way to do it. And now we can put the numbers in, 1/4 times the exponential of, okay, the minus beta, that's going to be 1 over kt, remember. Beta is 1 over kt. So in the top, we're going to have minus e sub x minus e sub 0. But that's just 16.6 electron volts because that's how far this state was excited over the ground state. So in the top, we're going to have a minus 16.6 electron volts. And in the denominator of this exponential, we're going to have kT, which is 8.617 times 10 to the minus 5 electron volts per Kelvin for the Boltzmann constant. And the temperature is 293 K. Okay, the Kelvin's going to cancel out. We have both of these electron volts, so we don't need any kind of conversion factor. So this is going to be have no unit. We go ahead and take this exponential, multiply it by 1/4. That is a very, very small number, and I got for that 7 times 10 to the minus 287. Okay, now in the B part, we want to repeat this for 200 Kelvin. Okay, the only thing that's going to change in this calculation is that we change this temperature right here. Okay, I hate to have to write all this down again. Well, maybe I will once. And so it's 1/4 times the exponential times minus 16.6 electron volts over 8.617 times 10 to minus 5 electron volts over K times this time 200 Kelvin, and that number is 1.2 times 10 to minus 419. And then finally we're going to repeat this for 500 Kelvin. And again, the only thing we have to do is in place of here and here put 500 Kelvin, and when we do that, that's the same calculation we've already done. I got 1.2 times 10 to the minus 168. Now what does this mean overall? Well, this means that at room temperature the thermal excitations are basically negligible. The possibility that we're going to excite this first excited state through temperature is just very, very small. So thermal excitations can be neglected. And what we normally do, of course, is to use a power supply or some scattering process to excite these states in neon or in any kind of a laser. Usually we have to use some external means to populate these excited states.